have this bill reconsidered. There were some people missing that would like to vote on this bill, and I think it's worthy cause to wait for them and give them a chance to vote on. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
We are recognizing that as a motion for reconsideration, and it has received a second. Comments on the Berg reconsideration motion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the Berg reconsideration motion on House Bill 1113 will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on the Berg reconsideration motion on House Bill 1113. Sorry, I didn't know.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 36, nays 31, excused 3.
The Berg motion of reconsideration on House Bill 1113, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would have a question, then a motion based on your answer. Will 1113 be automatically calendared, or do you need a motion to do that?
Thank you for your question. We will take it up now.
Well, you're looking for a motion?
I'm sorry. It happens automatically, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. The differentiation is on the reconsideration versus later on we'll have a motion to strike the not, and then that would be calendared. So. Representative Hennies.
May I make just a couple remarks regarding this bill?
Let me announce that House Bill 1113 has had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. And at this time, the Speaker recognizes Representative Tom Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, we talked about this for about 45 minutes yesterday afternoon. And I don't intend to make a long pitch on it. I would only say this. It's an important bill to the citizens of the state, even if some of you don't think so. It's reality is perception. This bill requires no additional requirements, no additional money. It simply formalizes what is already in place, and I think it shows our support for the Department of Corrections and what they're doing. I would ask you to vote for this bill right now. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Further remarks on House Bill 1113. Representative Siebert.
The fact still remains the same, that this calls for a facility improvement plan. And it may not cost any money, but there's a good possibility, if not probable, that you will not get accredited if you don't follow the building plan, which could cost a lot of money. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1113. Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Henney speaks a second time? Hearing none, Representative Tom Hennies.
I cannot emphasize enough that this is not an accreditation bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on House Bill 1113. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1113. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1113.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 36, nays 31, excused 3.
House Bill 1113, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Representative Hennies, you have a title amendment, is that correct?
That's correct, Mr. Speaker.
And do you move 1113 MTB at this time?
If that's the number you assign.
Aye, aye, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of the title amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. It is so amended.